Prologue. 50s. Summer number 28. 2020. What are we talking about in 2020? Kobe Bryant. COVID-19. Social distancing. Zoom. TikTok. Navarro cheerleading. And the presidential election. A country divided. Opinions on both sides. It's everywhere. On the news, on the late-night shows, in the papers, online, 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 in cocktail party conversations, on college campuses, in airports, in line at Starbucks, around the bar at Margaritaville, at the gym. The guy who uses the treadmill at 6 a.m. sets TV number 4 to Fox News. The woman who comes in at 7 a.m. immediately switches it to MSNBC. Kids stop speaking to parents over it. Couples divorce, neighbors feud, consumers boycott, employees quit. Some feel fortunate to be alive at such an exciting time. They turn up the volume, become junkies. Others are sick of it. They press the mute button. They disengage. If one more person asks if they're registered to vote, turns out there's a story this year that no one has heard yet. It's a story that started 28 summers earlier, and that only now, in the summer of 2020, on an island 30 miles off the coast, is coming to an end. The end. Under the circumstances, this feels like the only place to start. Mallory Blessing tells her son Link, "There's an envelope in the third drawer of the desk. On the left. The one that sticks." They all stick, Link thinks. His mother's cottage sits on a strip of land between ocean and pond. That's the good news. The bad news is humidity. This is a home where doors don't close properly and towels never dry. And if you open a bag of chips, you better eat them all in one sitting because they'll be stale within the hour. Link struggles with the drawer. He has to lift it up and wiggle it side to side in order to get it open. He sees the envelope alone in the drawer. Written on the front, "Please call." Link is confused. This isn't what he expected. What he expected was his mother's will or a sappy letter filled with sage advice or instructions for her memorial service. Link opens the envelope. Inside is one thin strip of paper. No name, just a number. "What am I supposed to do with this?" he wonders. "Please call." "Okay," Link thinks. "But who will answer? And what is Link supposed to say?" He would ask his mother, but her eyes are closed. She has fallen back to sleep. Link walks out the back door of the cottage and along the sandy road that runs beside Myokomet Pond. It's June on Nantucket, sunny and 67 degrees, so the nights and early mornings are still chilly, although the irises are blooming among the reeds and there's a pair of swans on the flat blue mirror of the pond. "Swans mate for life," Link thinks. This has always made them seem morally superior to other birds, although somewhere he read that swans cheat. He hopes that was an internet hoax. Like most kids who were born and raised on this island, he's guilty of taking the scenery for granted. Link has also been guilty of taking his mother for granted, and now she's dying at the age of 51. The melanoma has metastasized to her brain. She's blind in one eye. Her hospice care will start in the morning. Link broke down crying when Dr. Simon talked to him, then again when he called Nantucket Hospice. The RN case manager, Sabina, had a soothing manner. She encouraged Link to be present in each moment with his mother through her transition. This was in response to Link confessing that he didn't know what he was going to do without her. "I'm only 19, he said. "Worry about later, later," Sabina said.